Today is January 29th, 2023, and this is the Pulsing Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Cold weather is filling up jail. Edwin Benson was fined $35 for having liquor in his possession when arrested January 26th, and four others were fined a total of $59 for intoxication and disorderly conduct, all without the collection of a single dollar in police court yesterday by Police Judge Charles W. Smith. Andrew Hayen, Ed Allred, and Ray Moore, charged with intoxication, and W. Lamoureux, charged with disorderly conduct, drew the other fines, but decided that with such cold weather outside and such abundance of companionship inside the warm confines of the city jail, there was no use paying. The five cases, together with the two others arrested last night, make up the largest population housed in the jail for some time, police officers say, with the exception of nights when sleepers were voluntarily given a cell. Dan Olch, arrested January 22nd after breaking a 5-gallon jug of liquor and released on $25 bail, failed to appear to answer a charge of possession and forfeited the bail. C. Burns forfeited $15 and Sven Rogsted $10 after being arrested Sunday on intoxication charges. In other news, forgery charge will be filed. 14 forged checks brought George E. Sullivan, 42 years old, to the city jail just 3 hours after the police were notified of his operations, according to Chief of Police George F. Dean. Checks stolen from the Elway Miller Plumbing Company had all been forged with the name of D.W. Miller, the signature being a good imitation but rather cramped. Suspicions of A.E. Alexander were aroused after Sullivan had cashed a check at his store. He called Mr. Miller on the phone and was informed that no such check had been issued. The police were notified, and City Detective R.J. Schmidt arrested Sullivan as he was leaving the city on the OWL train. He was carrying $593.70 and a quantity of tobacco and clothing, which he had secured when he cashed the checks. An information charging forgery will be filed against him in the Superior Court tomorrow, according to prosecuting attorney Arthur Graham. And finally, disaster hangs over harbor, as view of speaker. Listen, folks, you are standing on the threshold of one of the greatest disasters that ever happened in the Pacific Northwest, W.A. Goodwin, Three-Finger Jack, told an attentive audience which filled the Grand Theater last night. He is scheduled to speak every evening this week at the theater, dealing with radicalism as he views it from many sources of information. As he declared in his talk last night, now is the time to prevent it, as he is taking the opportunity to tell the public what he thinks about it, and he pays his own way, as admission is free. Mr. Goodwin believes that there is an actual menace more dangerous in this section of the country today than it ever has before. He asserts that he warned Astoria, Rainier, and other places of disasters about to visit them from radical sources, and his forecasting was borne out by events. Tonight he is talking for his subject, More Practical Christianity and Less Churchianity. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 29, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.